This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy 94.9, good morning, Melbourne. Friday morning.
Wow,
Katy Perry there.
Official.
It is official.
Very clear voice. Good morning, Dean Murphy.
Good morning, Anna Murphy.
Good morning, Joysters.
Back
you heavenly
round.
Little things. Are you just waking up, your little eyes still stuck together because it was a warm night, wasn't it?
It was a warm night.
But by far not the warmest we're going to experience.
Sunday
night's broadcast forecast for the overnight low, ladies and gentlemen, is 30 degrees. And that's
degrees.
My rant. I'm over it now. That's it. I don't even want to discuss the weather anymore. But 30, overnight low of 30. The sun's not up. There's no sun. It's dark. That's not a low.
No.
That's just a pretty bloody hot time. Isn't
yes, it?
It
is, actually.
Isn't it? Anyway, hi.
I did offer you the chance. My housemate's away. I did say you could crash in his room because there's air conditioning.
Wow.
But I think you've acclimatised that. I think you
Do
like
you?
The fact that you've got stories to tell about how hot and sweaty and how miserable.
Yeah.
Misery loves company, and you've got your cat.
Misery loves company, and I've got my cat. Isn't that? That's a title of a book, just there.
You know what I'm saying? I think it's almost like Stockholm syndrome with the heat in your apartment.
Oh, yes.
You're actually starting to like the sweatiness and the heat and the stickiness of it.
No, not at all. That's totally incorrect. But thanks for your view from air conditioning comfort of my life. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, welcome.
Good morning, people. Good to see a lot of people down at Prime March last Sunday.
Wow, that was a hot one, wasn't it?
Great to see some of our listeners too.
Yes.
Friendly, coming up and waving. I'm surprised we didn't get any eggs thrown at us at that balcony.
I am too, quite frankly.
Anyway, it was a good day.
But everyone was well behaved.
Wasn't it hot? I couldn't stand in Katani Gardens for longer than 5 seconds.
Second year in a row, baking like Sahara Desert.
Yes.
Why don't the organisers put a couple of tents down there? Or like some
I think it was last minute. They didn't have it at Katani. The Katani Gardens wasn't going to happen. It was last minute.
Oh, somebody told me it was the same last year, so I'm just making it up now.
Well, last year was a little cooler. I don't know. It's
anyway,
Melbourne
that was
weather.
Last week. Congratulations.
Whatever. It was great.
It was great.
Do it again next year. We've got plenty coming up on the show this morning, Anna Murphy.
Lots of
gossip bits, lots of chits and chats and people coming in and guests.
It's a very exciting weekend for
Got a comedian coming in later on this morning.
Oh, yes, we do.
Sometimes they're hit and miss, so I hope she's listening on the way in. She's listening on the way in and got her funny pants on.
She
because
better.
Some of them, you know.
Last year's winner of Royal Comedy. She's going to be on fire.
She's going to be on fire. She'll be great. Coming up real soon on Joy. Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law this morning on your Friday. Good morning, world, actually. I've been pulled up by someone this morning. I did say good morning, Melbourne. That's only because I kind of live here. But I failed to remember that we actually broadcast around the world, around the globe, around all over the place, Anna Murphy. I've had DJ.
You just got your little blinkers on. It's a very local community feel to it today.
No, it's not.
We need to open it up and go
global. DJ from, who's obviously from country Victoria.
He's good morning from places other than Melbourne, even if you only said hi to Melbourneites.
Well, we
were going to do good morning to a different place every break, but now we're just going to do global.
Global, that's it.
If you are here on the planet, if you are on a space station.
Why don't you send us a message?
And currently listening to us.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that we broadcast that far, but
why sometimes
stop
you
here?
Forget, Anna Murphy, sometimes you forget that how far and wide we're heard.
Well, I don't. You're
on
the
airways. I'm just saying, if you're out there and overseas or interstate or whatever, send us a message. 0427JOY949, honorajoy.org.au. Also, don't forget, too, if you're in Sydney, the Star Observer Digital is on air and live, and we're broadcasting from that as well.
I know. How exciting.
It's very exciting, indeed.
Very
Tell you
exciting.
What, I've got more exciting news for you. Okay. I just saw this in
you,
the paper.
When you giggle like that, you sound like that Muttley of the, what was it, the
Muttley
Great
the
Race?
Dog.
Yes.
Oh, thanks. A one-legged man is on the run after slashing the tyres of 7 cars and stealing an ice cream truck to make his getaway. Police in Massachusetts. There's a lot of S's in that. Can't explain how the man escaped or why they haven't been able to identify him yet despite his distinctive appearance. Witnesses say the one-legged man was about 2.5 2.5 meters tall and estimated to weigh about 150 kilos.
Okay, so there's a few things here apart from only in America.
Yes.
But look. He's missing a limb. And he's 2.5 metres tall.
Very tall.
Very tall. And
which
they're saying he's
very
about
unbalanced.
150 kilos without the leg.
Without
now,
the leg.
A man that size, a leg's probably
big
about
leg.
20 kilos.
Probably.
So, okay. So there's your first
one. All I can say is you see something that resembles a very large lollipop.
Yes.
Slashing tires and stealing ice cream vans.
Where you throw the balls at them and they wobble on stick.
You can just imagine him out the side of the ice cream van because he wouldn't be able to fit in headwise. He's very tall. He'd be out the side of it with green sleeves playing.
That's right. He just hopped along the street and slashed the tyres on 7 cars. No one saw him.
No one at all.
This big, giant lollipop.
If anyone's seen this guy...
Well, it's in Massachusetts.
Contact authorities.
Quite quickly.
Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law this morning. The phone's gone crazy, Anna Murphy.
It always goes crazy.
Yeah, we've had people from Queensland.
Ben from Queensland, morning.
Good morning, Ben.
I love the fact that we're broadcasting to people on the other side of the planet.
Who was the other one? Do we have another one? You lost the message and deleted it, didn't you?
Thank you for drawing attention to that lovely fact. Now, listen, I'll tell you who's in the paper today who I would like to say hello to from this side of the world. It's a very exciting weekend for everyone who ever loved INXS.
Oh, yes.
The show's coming out on
Never Tear Us Apart.
I'm beside myself with excitement.
There is a lot of excitement for this one, more so than...
Well, I declared I was a little bit nervous about it the other night, but I've had insiders who have already seen it say, it's unreal.
And I think
great.
The guy who plays Michael Hutchins is very, very similar, and it's hot.
Right. Okay. Well, who I wanted to say hello to is someone who does look very similar for a very good reason, is gorgeous 17-year-old Heavenly Hirani Tiger Lily.
Is she 17 now?
17, which makes me feel 180.
Yeah.
But she's gorgeous. There's a photo on Instagram. And obviously she's been kept out of the media a lot, protected by Bob Geldof. Mm. We all know the story that went on there. It was all a bit, he jumped in and took her, which is both parents, unfortunately, no longer with us.
Correct.
He was actually on Michael Parkinson or one of the shows not long after that, when she was about 5 or 6 years old. And apparently they were shopping in a store in London.
Him and Tiger.
Bob Geldof and Tiger Lily were in a store. And on the radio came an INXS song.
Oh.
And apparently she stopped. She was only about 6. And she listened for a second and she looked at him and she looked at the radio again. She looked at him and said, "My daddy's a much better singer than you." And Bob Geldof just laughed and said, "You're probably right."
And delays on the Frankston line. Good services on all other lines this morning, Anna Murphy. Now, listen to me.
No, well, actually, I've just was thinking about what Shane was saying there in terms of homophobia, and it's widespread, terrible. Mm. I just have a really strange anecdote from this week, though.
Yes.
In a world where I have been putting out that I'm over it, I can't believe people are still homophobic, I met someone off Tinder the other night. I'm not going to see again, let's face it.
Yeah, he may be listening.
He was so...
Gay?
Passionately gay friendly.
Wow.
The whole conversation was about how much he loved gay people and gay
scene
and the gay parties.
They're out
and
there.
Gay guys and queer as folk. And
But he wasn't bisexual or anything, was he? He wasn't.
Didn't say that.
No, so he was full on straight.
Obsessed.
Obsessed with the gay scene.
Gay love was coming out
Maybe
of that man.
Maybe we should throw it out to the people, Anna Murphy.
I was at a time where I was feeling a little disenchanted with all of... And I'm frustrated because I think
Russia,
it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, people.
And it's horrible.
Mm.
There was one little beacon of light at the beginning of the week that just, he was full of love for
the gay
community.
I think that's fabulous. I think that's great. I actually would like to hear, if you're straight and you're listening this morning, but you love Joy and you love the gay scene
just
and
love gay people.
Just love the gayness of it all. Let us know. 0427 949
Absolutely. But
absolutely.
I don't tend to go on my straight dates and wax lyrical about how much I love gay and lesbian people, but maybe I should just start doing it.
But if you're straight this morning, let us know. 0427 Don't let us know you're straight. You just have to let us know if you love the gay scene. 0427 Joy 949 honourajoy.org.au. Back in a moment, we're going to talk narcissism. Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law this morning on your Friday. And Kesha
very,
there.
Very smooth FM sounding of you, Dean Murphy. It almost put me to sleep.
Terribly sorry because I'm
quivering. Sound like James Rain
on
Sunday.
I'm quivering with anticipation on what's about to happen with us on the show,
yes.
Adam Murphy.
Oh, this
the
will
phones
be very
are about
enlightening.
To explode. The SMS messages are going to have a meltdown.
Well, blow up Joy's box.
Well, yeah. Sure, it's been had a few attempts. Now, listen, the Herald Sun had a very interesting thing in Lifestyle, part of their magazine,
yes,
part of their
they
paper.
Did.
It was the 18 signs you're dealing with a narcissist.
That's correct.
So what we thought we'd do this
and
morning.
And I found that article and gave it to you because I sort of thought maybe we could all learn something.
Yeah, well, let's just run through a couple of the things.
And you straight away assigned it to somebody else, you know.
Oh, yeah. So, oh, well, I think we've all got a few. Like, everyone would have a couple of qualities of narcissism in them.
Some more than others.
I would say out of the 18, have probably got about 12, maybe 13.
Interesting.
But let's run through just quickly a few of them.
Just
to trigger people's brains here a little bit.
Okay, this one, one of them says they always manage to make the conversation about themselves. Now, I will put my hand up.
You constantly.
I do center. I do appear a center stage in most of my stories.
I think if we went back through most of the recordings of this show, you'd find that there's probably about 80% you talking about yourself. What about this one? Name dropping. They're also guilty of name dropping. Yeah. Actually, I know a few people like that.
Know a few people like that.
They like nice things, which is not unusual. We all like nice things, but they like nice things. Nice things, you know?
Excuses are a narcissist's best friend. Now, this is where I'm going to point across the desk at my dear brother.
What was that one?
Excuses.
Excuses.
Use a lot of excuses.
Right, yeah, okay.
So there we go.
Appearance is everything to them. Well, that's where you don't have narcissism qualities because you don't really care how you turn up on a Friday morning.
Okay, so now, Joyce, do you see what we're doing here? We're playing the game. We're outing not only ourselves, but we're outing
each other,
our closest, nearest and dearest as being narcissists. Now, if you know one, if you are one.
No, I don't want to know one.
If you are one.
Yeah, you're a narcissist.
We're doing an amnesty on narcissism. So you just contact us and you let us know what you do. That
absolutely.
You are narcissistic about. No. Do you always upload selfies?
See, this is where your narcissism is coming because you've kind of changed the competition just slightly.
No, I haven't.
Because it's all about you. You're a narcissist. We just want you to out yourself.
That's what.
Oh, didn't I listen to you? See, that's my narcissistic quality coming
God.
In.
Oh, God. Am
really?
I just in here on my own? Oh. Yes. So the competition.
Well, clearly, because you're a narcissist.
Out yourself. And help me here because I'm actually stuck in a crazy pen with my very silly brother.
She had it right. You're a narcissist. Out yourself and tell us why. Okay, can be any of the qualities. And we'll keep reading them out as we go. 0427JOY949, honourajoy.org.au. I talk a lot of shit when I'm drinking, baby. I'm known to go a little too fast. Don't mind. Absolutely. On another note, and a lighter note. Manpower.
Oh, right, yeah,
town.
I like how we said that was a
Murphy.
Good segue there.
The best part of the Herald Sun this morning, because, by crikey, it's been light on, hasn't it?
Hasn't it?
Is the fact that the all-male strippers, the Aussie Review Manpower, they call them Thunder Down Under in America, but it's Manpower
what they call
here.
Them.
They're back. Now, they've been working the stage for the past 22 years, and guess what, people? It's not the same guys.
No, because that could get a
they
bit
creepy. They redo the guys
creepy.
Every so often.
Yes.
Yeah, it could be a bit creepy if it was 22 years with one lot.
Wow.
But anyway, who would like us to have them in here? I think we should
I do.
Yeah, I know you do. And the hands all around the station have gone up.
Everybody went up.
Yep. If anyone, just send us a message. If you'd like us to get them in.
Professional homosexual sitting next to me, Philippe labelled himself, his hands went right up.
Yeah, absolutely. 0427JOY949, honourajoy.org.au. We get 5 people who ring through now, send us a message.
No, don't ring, just text.
Just text
message.
Us. 5 people who text us on 0427JOY949. I will go out of my way to make sure that one of the manpower people are here in our studio. And
And
we might give a prize away to someone to come and glare at them.
Just sit and stare at them.
Maybe.
We'll make sure that they have to come in full uniform.
Who? The manpower people?
Manpower.
Well, there's not much of a uniform.
Exactly.
It's jeans and no tops.
I love that
it's
uniform.
It's eye candy. So five people.
Heaven.
Send through. I will spend the rest of my days
oh, God.
Getting the manpower people in here. Five. Now, 0427 joy 949 honourofjoy.org.au.
Don't think you can't do it.
We're running out of time here. I just wanted to slip this one in before we go. Wanted a home for one very, very big cat.
What do you mean?
In Arizona.
Oh, I thought my cat had actually put an ad in. In the paper. I thought she was trying to move out. There's no air conditioning. She doesn't want to live there.
It's in Arizona this is taking place. Right. Animal Shelter has taken in a 17-kilogram cat. 17 kilos. They've nicknamed him Meatballs. He's so big he can't fit into a standard kennel.
Oh.
So he's sleeping on the couch in the actual office.
Oh, that's cruel.
And he doesn't cause much trouble because he's so fat he can't even walk. Now, they've put him on a diet.
That's disgusting.
They've got him on a diet. And when they first went on the diet, he refused to eat. Went on hunger strike, right? Because the food is so bad, obviously, the diet stuff. Mm. But he's eating now and all good. And they're just about to head him off to the feline fat farm.
Oh, my God.
For some more exercise. Yep.
Look, I know one similar to that in my own house. But listen, I was actually reading an article about a couple in England and their cat disappeared and it appeared again 3 years later.
Huge.
Yes. And they found out it had been living in the pie factory.
Of course it is.
So the owners just stood there and looked at it and sang, "You fat bastard, you fat bastard, you ate all the pies."
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.